Welcome back to Texans Huddle. As Mark said, this week is the week of the big one, the big matchup against the Indianapolis Colts. The Houston Texans have never beat them in Indianapolis, and that is on everyone's mind this week.
Absolutely, Patty. And, you know, people ask me, why haven't they beaten the Colts in Indy? Well, I'll give you two numbers, number 18 and number 12. That would be Peyton Manning and now Andrew Luck. And I know there was Dan Orlovsky in 2011 beating the Texans, and that was hard to take at the time. But having two great quarterbacks over the span of history that the Colts have had really means that they're tough at home. And it's so quiet when they're on offense because Manning has the crowd so well trained, and it sticks with the Andrew Luck era beginning. Luck is just one of those guys. He's like the Terminator. He will not stop until you are beaten. And a lot of Texans reacted and reflected on how good he is this week, including Bill O'Brien and J.J. Watt.
We watch every game that they play over the last 2 years. Yeah, I wouldn't say that we focus primarily on that game, but we bring things up. I mean, clearly we can't get down 24-0 after the first quarter and expect to win the game. Although, we did come back to make it 33-28. Again, that's only good in horseshoes, I understand that. But, like, my point is that, you know, we cannot allow ourselves to get in that position again. We'll have no chance. So, you know, in that regard, but I don't think we focus solely on it because, you know, they're a different team since the last time we played them. We're a different team. You know, different guys are playing for us and, you know, they're doing some different things. So we focus on the most recent games.
He's a big, strong guy. He's tough. He can move. He doesn't ever believe that the play's over. So he'll, you know, I mean, we've seen it in our games. Even when he's getting tackled, he'll throw the ball, flip it out to somebody. So he's a great football player, and it's a great challenge, and I really look forward to it. And it's been a fun battle for the last couple of years, and I look forward to it in the future as well.
And you saw JJ there in the Ohio State sweatshirt. That's because he lost a bet with numerous Texans who are Buckeyes. Wisconsin losing to Ohio State in the Big 12 championship game badly. He had to pay off by wearing Ohio State gear.
Well, we'd be remiss if we did not bring up the big news of the week, and that is Jadeveon Clowney with a microfracture surgery, Mark, and possibly out for 9 months.
Yeah, you look at that. It's just the reports came down this week about it, and it's very sad because this is a long recovery process. Microfracture surgery, mixed results in recovery with NFL and NBA athletes you've read about. Let's just hope for the best with Clowney. Look, the rookie year was a wash. He got hurt in the Washington game. They had the surgery, he got hurt again or whatever. It was complications resulting from that, and he'll have to be treated. Let's just hope for the best that he can come back strong because you lose the number one pick of the draft for basically his entire rookie season, and you hope that he's ready for 2015. We'll just have to wait to find out. There's nothing you can do about it right now. Just hope that he recovers quickly.
Well, absolutely. And some other news going on here at NRG Stadium throughout the course of the week, and that is talking about the Texas Bowl, the University of Arkansas versus the University of Texas. It will be played right here at our NRG Stadium on December 29th, and both coaches were brought in to discuss the matchup.
Very excited to be here. Obviously, to be a part of the Advocare Bowl, to be a part of this Southwest Conference rivalry being rejuvenated is absolutely awesome.
This is going to be a really good matchup. You look at two teams that started off tough, but we both ended up heading in the right direction. It's going to be a very physical game because you're looking at two teams that, you know, really love to run the football, but two defenses that are outstanding. You look at the two shutouts that they pitched against the two opponents that they played against, but just happy to be here. And I know the city of Houston is very happy for us to be here because University of Texas is a special place.
I've got a lot of players from Texas that I know are excited about the matchup out of respect more than anything. So this is a big step for our program to be able to come on the road and find success against a very good opponent.
Definitely a great matchup here in the city of Houston. In fact, SEC versus Big 12, 60,000 tickets were sold before the matchup was even announced. So this is going to be a good one.
And with the Longhorns coming in, tough ticket. Ticketmaster has all your ticket info.
And we will have a preview show leading up to the matchup airing right here on Fox Sports Southwest on December 22nd. All right, one final time out here on the show, but don't go away when we come back.
Dare Drew, don't miss it.